Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some major breaking news. The family of Ghislaine Maxwell has officially released a statement responding to all of the speculation, the debate, and even the revolt against the Trump administration over the past week. And listen, if you didn't think that Trump and Ghislaine were close before, even despite all of the photos that we had, after I read this statement, you will see that this family is very clearly making a plea directly to Donald Trump to either pardon Ghislaine or lessen her sentence or at least reopen the investigation. We do know for a fact that a few years ago, when Trump was president for the first time, he considered pardoning Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell because he feared what she could reveal. So now Ghislaine seems to be sort of hoping that he'll re-enter that same line of logic. And she's also making a new legal argument that there is a non-prosecution agreement made with Epstein in 2007, therefore she shouldn't be prosecuted. We'll dig into all of this and the new statement from her family, but let's just start here. Donald Trump apparently considered pardoning Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator during his first term after becoming very wary about what information she could reveal, according to journalist and biographer Michael Wolff. Trump became very wary about the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell and asked whether or not, you know, what could she say? What would she say? Should he pardon her? Wolf said on the Daily Beast podcast. Trump was a longtime friend of Epstein, whom he once called a terrific guy, and we have evidence going back to the 90s of them being buddy-buddy. Now we learned that Ghislaine Maxwell and her family are trying to reopen the case or make a special plea to Donald Trump. And just to break it down, all of this lies on the idea that the U.S. government is breaking a deal they made with Ghislaine, but they never even made the deal. Maxwell claims that the U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the government to break a non-prosecution agreement made with Epstein back in 2007 when he was first indicted. Now, Epstein was let off on this sweetheart plea deal that was cut by Alexander Acosta. Alexander Acosta was also Trump's labor secretary in 2017 until he had to resign due to the illegal sweetheart deal. So in 2007, when Jeffrey Epstein reached this plea deal with federal prosecutors, this non-prosecution agreement stated that if Epstein fulfilled certain conditions, the government could not prosecute either him or his potential co-conspirators for related offenses. So now Maxwell's legal team, I'm going to scroll off screen. This is a really creepy photo. Sorry for having this on screen. But now Maxwell's legal team is arguing that this agreement should prevent her from being prosecuted. There are a lot of holes in this argument. And here's the thing. Everybody deserves a right to a fair trial. She deserves a right to a fair trial, but she got one and she was put away in prison. She was found to have sexually abused, to have raped little girls or trafficked them to Epstein and other people so that he could rape them. So that's why I don't really buy this statement that they make, but I want you to notice how they're making a plea directly to Trump, and Trump is basically opening the door for this sexual predator to get off. This reads, "Our sister Ghislaine did not receive a fair trial. Her legal team continues to fight her case in the courts and will file its reply in short order to the government's opposition in the U.S. Supreme Court. If necessary, in due course, they will also file a writ of habeas corpus in the U.S. District Court. This allows her to challenge her imprisonment on the basis of new evidence, such as government misconduct that would have likely changed the trial's outcome." So this is directly based off of what Donald Trump and Pam Bondi have said. Pam Bondi said the Epstein client list doesn't exist. The files don't really exist, which begs the question, why is Ghislaine in prison for so long? That's what her lawyers are asking. Then Donald Trump came out and undermined the credibility of the files that do exist by saying they were written by Obama, Comey, and quote-unquote crooked Hillary. So Maxwell's lawyers are making the argument that, hey, when the president and the attorney general, like the two highest powered people in the country, say that this file is a scam, then we need to open the investigation again. Following the government's response, this reads, David Marcus, counsel of record for Ghislaine Maxwell, had this comment, Quote, I'd be surprised if President Trump knew his lawyers were asking the Supreme Court to let the government break a deal. He's the ultimate deal maker, and I'm sure he'd agree that when the United States gives its word, it should keep it. With all of the talk about who's being prosecuted and who isn't, it's especially unfair that Ghislaine Maxwell remains in prison based on a promise the U.S. government made and broke. Here's the thing. I don't feel bad for Maxwell. She did terrible, despicable things, but they're clearly making a plea. They're even trying to flatter Donald Trump and call him the ultimate deal maker. They think our president is so dumb. He is kind of this dumb. They see our president is so dumb that you just call him some nice words and he'll pardon you. The idea that Trump is the ultimate dealmaker is laughable. They are trying to manipulate the president of the United States into pardoning a pedophile. And again, the worst part is it actually might work. Now, a lot of people have been asking me what my opinions are on the Epstein files, or like what I think happened, what I think actually exists. And I've been thinking about this a lot. Here is genuinely where I have landed. I do not think there was a cabal of A-list Hollywood elites like Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise, even though he's kind of a weirdo, or Matt Damon. I don't think these people were involved in some massive blackmail cover-up. I think that is a conspiracy. I think there is a key group of very powerful individuals who used Epstein to their leverage. For example, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Prince Andrews. These are people that seem to have been confirmed to have messed around with the island and Epstein's pedophilia. Donald Trump is also very close to the situation. I don't know how deeply entrenched he is with the island or the files, but I can guarantee he would be on the client list and in the files all over them. So the point is, I don't think this is some big conspiracy where like Ben Affleck was getting off the set of Good Will Hunting then going to hang out with Epstein. I don't think it was that big. I do think that a small key group of individuals, very likely sex trafficked, 300 young girls. That was the original number, about 200 to 300, before Pam Bondi began to say 500, then 1,000 victims. It seems like Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino came out way overzealous and lied about the files they had, the list they had, the number of victims, because they wanted to stir up this conspiracy. But the reality is a lot more, I don't even want to say boring, it's just not that deep. There's not 100 different celebrities that I just saw in an IMAX movie on the Epstein list. No, no, no. It's probably just a small key group of people who had every incentive to keep things quiet. And I just have a hard time believing there is a clean bullet point list of a bunch of big celebrities. But feel free to disagree with me in the comment section. I really love to hear what you guys say. Overall, this note from Ghislaine Maxwell and her family is desperate. They're trying to use the political chaos and the turmoil in a last-ditch effort to have her conviction overturned on the grounds that the government violated this non-prosecution agreement. The Supreme Court, in particular, is being asked to decide whether the government is bound by that deal made in Florida. So this case isn't over. It's going to be interesting to see what the Supreme Court says. The DOJ has already urged the Supreme Court not to accept this, but this case is about a lot more than just Maxwell. It raises questions about the Trump administration, what they're trying to cover up, what other powerful people were involved, even if it may not be a full list. We want to know all of the well-connected individuals who were involved or now receiving special treatment in some sort of way. I'm going to leave it at that. If you all appreciate the videos I make, drop a like below, subscribe below. I'll see you in the next one. We are on Reddit, Instagram. We have a membership channel below, adamochler.com for extra content. Wherever you are, we're there. I'll see you. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.